Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, that was the Hebrew shofar. That was an instrument that we used in our nation, the Hebrew Israelite, 12 tribes of Israel, for different purposes, to summon the tribes to come together for a meeting, to summon the favor of the Heavenly Father when going to war and other occasions when we wanted to get the attention of someone or something. Thank you for joining me. My name is Yaquab Ben Yisrael, and this is the Israelite Sons of Light radio program that I try to do every Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Before I begin, I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this truly. This is truly, truly an incredible opportunity they have given me to take my life and to use all my energy to be a son of light, trying to fish for Hebrew Israelite sons of light, lively stone brethren who know that this world is not all that there is, and that there is a Heavenly Father that they are accountable to. I am looking for Hebrew Israelite sons and daughters of light who want to redeem the time and to store up treasure while we are in this reality. Before I begin, I want to give thanks to the Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible, incredible opportunity they have given me. Before I begin, I want to introduce you to some ministries that I have. The website where you can contact me is 12tribesisraelites.com for ministry and information. You can contact me there. If anything I say resonates with you, then please, by all means, get in touch with me and let us see if we can have fellowship together. I have a room on Facebook called The Upper Room where I try to fellowship with other brethren and try to help brethren stay focused on things above and not things below by sharing different scriptures from different books and things of that nature. So just get in contact with me on Facebook called The Upper Room. Yes, that is me wearing the green and white garment holding the shepherd's staff in my hand. Also, I am to inform you of a food ministry that I have where I can be contacted by any Hebrew Israelites who have children who are having difficulty with the basics of life, of food. Please contact me, and I will do my level best to share with my nation that we have a need and to minister to the brother or sister and to find someone nearby who can meet the need of the brother or sister. Just contact me and give me the information and I will take it from there. Also, I am a writer. I am an author. All you have to do is type in my name, Yaquab Yisrael, on Amazon, and my books should come up. I just try to write about my life. I try to share my life and share things I have learned. I comment on current events, spiritual things. I write short essays and poems and just thoughts and opinions that I have about any and everything from a Hebrew Israelite perspective. So please, if you feel that you like to read books about people's personal lives and things that they have learned and whatever wisdom they can share with you, then just go to Amazon and type in my name, and hopefully you will be encouraged by the things that I like to write. There's an option to look inside of my book before you buy it so that you can see if it might be for you. Maybe it will be, maybe it will not be. Okay, having said that, the title of my program tonight is Waiting on the End of the World. Waiting on the End of the World. I recall one time seeing a movie called The Big Short, where there was a caption in the movie that said that in the back of everyone's mind, everybody is waiting on the end of the world. And I was greatly intrigued by it because it's true, but no one wants to admit that they know this current reality and our life will come to a conclusion one way or another, and we will lay down our bodies and we will go to our fate. If you know anything about the Gnostic overstanding, the spiritual overstanding of the pre-beginning and the advent of the beginning of all things, one of the things you will learn is, if you can receive it, these bodies were made by demons, this flesh and blood was made by demons, we read in the Nag Hammadi. Now, that sounds very kooky. I know. I believe it because confluence of events in the world that people do to one another. There is good, there is evil in the current reality. Many people cannot receive the fact that our bodies were created by demons. Now, demons do not always mean something evil. The spiritual entities I am referring to, called demons, they are capable of good and evil. The fall introduced evil into this reality. Many people don't understand that. There was a point in time, in my best understanding, that evil was not created until the fall of man. From then till now, we have seen great good and great evil. Currently, there seems to be an overflowing flood of degradation of the human being, of man, of the global world that we live in. These things cause certain people like me to look beyond the world. Even when I was younger, when I first realized that there was evil in the world, it set me on a course of wonder. There a place where there is no evil. Is there somewhere where there is only good, peace, harmony, abundance, brotherhood of man? And as it turns out, there is. Consider this. The Bible says, paraphrasing, evil has no root. It cannot go on, cannot perpetuate itself forever. Case in point, if two people hate each other, and if there were only two people on the face of the earth, say man and woman, and they both hated each other, then they would cancel each other out. It's that simple. Evil cannot perpetuate itself. At some point, it must come to an end. In this reality, we see the threat, the very real threat of the conclusion of mankind. The God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob forewarned all men in the Bible that a day would come where the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob would judge this world. We are in that time right now. When I was younger, those were the things that I recall thinking about. Even when I was in junior high school, and then high school, and then my adult years, working years, I never failed to keep in the back of my mind the things that are here and now are only temporary. There are great rewards in life. There are very high peaks and very low valleys. There have been situations in my life that I never thought I would get out of, never thought I would survive, never thought that I would endure, but here I am. And that was 30, 40 years ago that I felt that way about different things in life. And I have to say that the things that really negatively impacted me caused me to wonder and search for that world that I knew nothing of, at least until today. Now, in our nation, the Hebrew Israelites, which is what we are referred to in this reality, the children of Israel, we are learning great things about the subterranean world and the wonders of it. We are learning about previous civilizations, what this reality calls lost civilizations. We are learning that previous civilizations were able to do works of wonder that even today we have no clue how previous civilizations were able to accomplish the things they did in their stone cutting, in their knowledge texture, in their knowledge of academia, This is information that has been lost, that is in its infancy right now in the academic world as the earth begins to open her mouth, like it says in Revelation, to help the woman, which is Israel. The earth is opening her mouth and revealing who we are, what happened to us through archaeology, through the spirit, and our history, teaching us, telling us who the children of Israel are. And there are those of us who are simply waiting on the end of the world. There are many of the Hebrew Israelites who have been beaten up in life. For many of us, life has been a carrot on a stick. And for many of us, because of the multitude of disappointments that we have experienced, we begin to wait on the end of the world. For these thousands and many years, the Hebrew Israelites have endured unimaginable mental pain and suffering and physical pain and suffering. By far, there is no group of people who would have been able to endure the things the Negro, not African, have endured unless it were for the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. When you read the account of Jacob's ladder and you read about the revelation that Jacob was given about what would happen to the Hebrew Israelites in our reality for all those thousands of years, the account said Jacob fainted. Consider that when someone faints, there's a mental trauma of some type so incredible and magnificent, the mind cannot process it other than to shut its consciousness down. We live in a reality, a world where the gods of this world, who used their demons to create these bodies, not the spirit, mind you, but these bodies, so that we would be made subject to vanity, just like it says in Hebrews, so that the external stimuli of our lives would lead us to a path far away from the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. We have been mentally afflicted, vexed, and oppressed spiritually by the gods of this world as they use the oppressor nations, their children, to vex the children of Israel. even till this day. Can anyone blame the Negro? Can anyone blame the children of Israel for waiting on the end of the world? Even in this reality, there are so many lives. We must try to sort through and to find the truth of who we are. Our history has been greatly manipulated, but all praise, glory, and honor to the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, that he promised he would not forget us. And even during the slave period, when we were largely an illiterate people and starting on the bottom, the Hebrew Israelites raised themselves up through the Spirit of God to the point now where the world can hold us no longer because of the wisdom, knowledge, and understanding that the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob has given us to let us know who we are. We are no longer subject to any oppressor nation's conscience, meaning we don't give a damn what other nations tell us about who we are. We do not give a damn about Christianity or Catholicism, because these are the very people who have hidden our identity. Even to this day, they do not speak out and warn the world that the people, the 12 tribes of Israel, that the oppressor Caucasian tribe of Japheth, which are the people who say they are Jews and are not, and how they have afflicted us, they do not speak out about judgment that will surely come upon all of those down to the last nickel. The Hebrew Israelites will receive a full recompense. Not a hair of our head will go unrecompensed. That is the big picture of life. It is not for the Hebrew Israelites, the Negro, the Latino, the Native American to chase this world, to love the dainties of this life. The book of Revelation says these things will soon come to an end. The 12 tribes, the Negro, the children of Israel, will walk away with the riches of this world. Right now, the world parties and rejoices, but Messiah said, you will weep, but eventually you will rejoice. Speaking to the children of Israel, you will rejoice. We are in that time right now. where we are waiting on the end of the world. You will not hear this type of message in the mainstream media. You will not hear my voice for very much longer. The Heavenly Father, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, has brought the sons and daughters of light this far, and he's going to take us the rest of the way home. Of that, the world can be sure. It's true. Right now, even to this very day, we are afflicted. The Hebrew Israelites are struggling to survive, to feed our children, to live another day as we watch this kingdom strangle its own children. The oppression of the so-called Jewish people is increasing. Recently, there was a man that defrauded people of billions of dollars. And I could be wrong, but as of right now, not a damn thing will happen to him. A Jewish kid who ran a Ponzi scheme. In this day and age, if a Hebrew Israelite steals a pack of bubble gum, he may get 50 years in jail. That is the type of oppression and affliction that I am speaking of that the world knows nothing about. But then again, they do know our story. And our affliction was for a purpose. It was both punitive and judicial. In both accounts for correction, the Heavenly Father has written such a historical case against the oppressors that they must deal in mental illness, denying who we are, calling us different names, trying to steal our history, but seeing our awakening, and it is causing a mental illness for them to live in the river denial, to run here and there, any distraction. But please, just take memory of how he treated the children of Israel away from us. Our drugs, our money, our abundance, our food, our trips and vacations have not helped us to live peacefully. We are condemned, the oppressor nations say. Yes, you are condemned. The Hebrew Israelites went into captivity as a nation. The righteous and the wicked. I want to give thanks to my Heavenly Father, Earthly Mother, for this incredible. Please join me Wednesday and Friday, 8 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Go to my website, 12tribesisraelites.com, all lowercase lettering spelled together. Until I see you again, peace be upon you. Shalom.